Today, we are going to be talking about a really kind of confusing topic, I think, for a lot of people. We're going to be discussing how often should you weigh? So, the scale can definitely be stressful. You know, getting on that, and you walk in there and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What's it going to tell me? You know, and we kind of feel like the number on the scale sort of determines our value or success as a human being. And today's episode is all about how often to weigh, if you even should weigh yourself, and breaking down that perceived value on the number on the scale. Hey friend, welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you're in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. So first we want to ask ourselves, why do we even weigh, right? And the thing is, what we are actually trying to do by weighing ourselves is we're trying to evaluate our progress in health. It's kind of like a method for determining success for us, right? Is what I'm doing resulting in success? That's the question that we're asking when we weigh ourselves. But is that actually a good method, right? So there are other ways to evaluate if whatever it is you're doing is actually working. So some things that I utilize and I think are help give a better picture to this whole, you know, is what I'm doing working question. You can take measurements. You can measure your progress in the gym. So am I increasing my weight of what I'm lifting? Am I increasing the reps that I'm doing? Am I getting stronger, basically? You can also evaluate progress by looking at your clothes. Like, are your clothes fitting better? Each of these things, these methods to evaluate your progress, they give you clues about your body. So weighing can give you one angle by which you can evaluate your progress. Like, it's one piece of the puzzle. But there are some drawbacks to that. It is very anxiety-inducing for some people. And a lot of times we attribute a lower number to being successful in our whatever it is we're trying to do in our health. And that affects how we perceive our value as a person, right? My approach, or my method, I guess you could say, to weighing has broken that perceived value of success for me and really allowed me to use the scale as just one method to promote curiosity about my body. And I'll tell you what I do in a second. But I now look at it as it's just a data point, right? It's not, this is the only thing that can determine whether or not what I'm doing is working. It's just one piece of the puzzle. So this is how I do it. And you have to determine if that is right for you. Give it a try. See if it works for you. If it's stressful or anxiety-inducing to weigh at all, then use one of those other methods that I outlined above. Like, do your clothes fit better? Take measurements instead. Measure your gym progress. I actually do all of those, right? Because I'm curious about my body and I want the most accurate picture of whether or not what I'm doing is working and how well it's working. And so I take each of those things, and they're each little clues that tell me something about how what I'm doing is working. And I found that to be really helpful for me. So how I do it, I weigh every day at the same time in the morning after using the bathroom. So I get up, go to the bathroom, and then I step on the scale. I keep the scale in my closet. I don't like to keep it in my bedroom, so I don't want to, well, it's not pretty. That's honestly why. It's not pretty. So I keep it in my closet. And then I record my weight in my paper planner. I have a little spot and I just write my weight that day. And then I take a weekly average. So at the top of my planner in the corner, I have a little spot where I write last week's weight. So I'll write that down there, and then I'll write this week's average. So the averages of both. So I can see what this is doing is it's telling me, is the trend trending in the direction that I want it? And that's going to change depending on your goals, right? So if I'm in a season of muscle gain, then I want to make sure that that trend is going up, right? Because I'm trying to gain muscle. And if I'm in a season of fat loss, then I'm trying to make sure that that trend is going down, right? And then for maintenance, right? You're just wanting to look at, okay, am I staying about the same, right? We don't need to be nitpicky about it. So that's what I do. I take an average. And what this has done for me is it's like weighing daily has desensitized me to the anxiety of the scale because I do it every day. So it's just like, well, okay, there we go. That's today's weight. It's lessened its effect on me. And it's also promoted this curiosity about my body and given me a much deeper understanding of how certain things affect me. For example, if I'm like the week before I go on my cycle, I'm like up. I'm just up by a couple pounds. Like it's crazy. I can be doing, it being in a season of fat loss and then it's like, boop, you're going up, right? And this has helped me to discover that I am extremely sensitive to sodium. Like I retain water and you can see that on the scale. And, it's given me a lot of freedom because over Christmas, I weighed myself even over the Christmas, like the holiday season, just because I was curious, like, I wonder what's going to happen. I didn't have any more anxiety about weighing myself and like I used to. And oh my goodness, you guys, I went up 5 pounds over a period of 2 days, 5 pounds. And I mean, I was eating, Christmas food, right? But then once I got back on my normal routine, it's like it went away over like the course of 2 days, 2 or 3 days. Like I could tell my body was just, okay, well, we don't have all this salt in us anymore. Let's release some water. Like, and I just thought it was so funny because I was like, oh my gosh, like 5 pounds, that's a lot. That's a lot of weight to just fluctuate with water weight. But doing a weekly average and weighing every day helps me see that that is water retention, right? This is a more accurate way of weighing yourself. For example, if you are, a lot of times people will say, oh, just weigh yourself once a week. So because your water retention can vary a lot, like let's use an example. So you weigh once a week on, let's say, Fridays. So last Friday, let's say you were 180 pounds and you only weigh once a week. Well, unknown to you, you had actually lost 2 pounds over the course of the week. But last night you ate a really healthy dinner, but let's say it had some soy sauce in it or something like that. And it was higher in salt than normal. And your body retained 3 pounds of water. Well, when you get on the scale to weigh yourself, even though you actually lost 2 pounds of fat, by the scale, you're now 181 pounds and you feel like a failure, right? Do you see how that works, weighing yourself once a week? But it's not using all the data. You missed all the numbers in between when you were losing all week. And then if you had had those numbers, you would have those clues as to why your number jumped up overnight, and you can relax because you know it's just water weight. No big deal. So, you know, and then there's this other piece of like, you're putting together a picture of your body using these clues, and the scale is just one piece of the puzzle. So you want to interpret your scale weight in relation to your other measurements. So are you taking measurements? Like, are your centimeters going down or your inches? I don't know why people weigh. I mean, I always use centimeters. Just use centimeters because it's so small, right? Like losing an inch, if you take measurements over like 1 week, an inch is a lot. Anyway, so I always just use centimeters for to make it easier. So yeah, I mean, are your clothes fitting better? Are your inches down or your centimeters down? And those, you take those in relation to the scale weight. So, okay, look at this. My scale is only down 1 pound, but I've lost 2 centimeters. You know, my clothes are fitting better. So you can be like, well, hey, you know, maybe this week I'm retaining a little sodium. I can actually look back and be like, well, you know, the dinners I made this week were kind of salty. So my scale number is going to be a little higher this week, and that's okay. I can tell you that if your weight is down, like if you're in a season of fat loss, if your weight is down and your reps or the amount that you're lifting in the gym is up and you're doing this average thing and you're seeing this trend, then you can pretty much guarantee that the weight that you're losing is weight from fat, which is great, right? It's great to know that. There are so many years of my life that I lost weight, but I can tell you it was like maybe 50% muscle, which is not what you want, right? So I hope that this helps you. It does seem like a lot to weigh every day, but for me, being less stressed and getting those clues about my body has been really worth it. But the bottom line is you need to do what works for you, right? So your action item this week is find your method of measuring progress, right? Just do what works for you. If you want to go the whole nine yards like I do and weigh every day and do a weekly average, I also take my measurements once a week. I think you could probably do that once a month if you remember. It's helpful for me to do something on a weekly basis. It helps me remember it. But if you can remember to do it once a month or put it in a task app to remind you, you can do that once a month. And then I'm constantly tracking my reps and how much weight I'm doing in the gym. So I get a really good picture of my progress. And even though progress can be really slow sometimes, the trajectory is going in the direction I want. And that's what you want because, you know, it's progress over perfection. Changing your body takes time, right? But so that's it for this week. Take care and remember, I really want you to remember that. It's progress over perfection. It really is. And I'm going to be right here with you, walking you through this process. So I will talk to you next time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe. And I would love to see a 5-star review from you. This helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey.